Hi guys, you're welcome to the Faith God Life podcast. This is episode 2 and I'm actually really excited to be recording this particular episode because I have so much that I want to share. Well, if you haven't listened to the first episode, which was I had my homegirl Chidima on it with me, you should go listen to it. It's actually really good. We talked about devotion and why it's so important for Christians to have a devotional life or a devotional routine. So you guys should go check that out. Make sure that you listen to it and then drop feedback, right? So here today we will be talking about Bible study. Guys, there's so much to discuss. I know those two words, Bible study, but it's a lot, right? So I have somebody amazing here with me today to talk about Bible study with, right? So an OG from way back, Andrew Dubby is here with me today. If you guys don't listen to the Jesus Talks Radio, for people that listen to the Jesus Talks Radio, you already know who Andrew Dubby is. And if you don't, Andrew Dubby is actually an OAP with the Jesus Talks Radio, and he hosts Intimacy on the Jesus Talks Radio every Thursday by 10 p.m. So Andrew, you want to say hi?
Hi everyone, my name is Andrew Dubby and I'm so glad to be here on this special podcast. Me and Esther go like way back, and my show Intimacy on Jesus Talks Radio. Ah, that's so amazing. That's like, I beg, the best,
we're not talking
show
about your show right now. Focus. We are talking about Faith Life, Faith God Life podcast. Yeah, I almost mixed up my podcasting because of you. Faith God Life podcast, and this is episode 2. Let us begin. So, what is your take on Bible study? Why? What is Bible study like? What does it mean? I know generally, like, obviously, because like study and Bible, obviously study Bible study, but what does it mean to you?
Okay, for me, I believe that Bible study is very essential. I believe it's something that as you believe and accept Jesus Christ, that you need to learn. The Bible is a manual for you as a believer. So it's going to be impossible for you to give your life to Christ. Not give your life to Christ. It's very for you
receive,
to believe.
Receive the life of Christ.
It's possible for you to receive the Zoe life of Christ and not walk in the life of Christ. So the Bible is a manual that shows you what you should do, how you should live your life, and what are the benefits of becoming a believer.
Okay. So, like, basically, the Bible is a guide.
Yes.
It's just like when you go to the store and you buy like maybe a washing machine and you have never used one before. There is always like a manual inside. So not necessarily like that's how our life is, but the life of Christ Jesus is unique. It is different from the life that we're used to. So when you receive that life, you need to have a guide, something that keeps you in check, something that directs you and tells you like this is how to actually live the life so you don't make a mess of it. And so that you are actually living the life to like the fullest, like the way you ought to live it, right? Because I believe that a lot of Christians are not really experiencing Christ the way they ought to experience Christ because they don't study their Bibles, right? Because you don't know who Jesus is. You don't really understand who Jesus is. None of us can ever really fully get the full picture. I get that, but there is a level to which you need to get to in order for you to have like some form of, oh, I am truly experiencing Christ. And a lot of people are not because they're far away from the Word of God, which actually talks about Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John, verse 1, that the Word of God is God, right? That the Word of God is the Son of God. So if you have received the life of Christ Jesus, means you have received His Word as well. So you can't actually separate both. You need to use both. So I have received the life, then I need to also study my Bible.
And you know, it's in the Bible study that you get the precise and accurate knowledge
of Christ.
Christ, not hearsay. I think I do. No. The Bible gives you a revelation of who Christ Jesus is, and that's very important.
Because you can think that, because like I can tell you about the Bible, and I might misinterpret. Because obviously I interpret to like my understanding. Yes, true. The Holy Spirit actually teaches us and the Holy Spirit helps us understand. But a lot of times we also misinterpret by ourselves. So if I'm always like, you can't really depend on this person's understanding of the Bible, right? And one thing to know is we're all in different groups, stages. So the way I understand the Bible will probably, or the way the Holy Spirit will teach me about the Word of God, will probably be different from the way He will teach you about the Word of God. He's teaching us the Word of God. He's teaching us the same thing, but His teaching methods will be different, because what I need is not what you need. My growth stage is not your growth stage. So He teaches me to the understanding that I need. And then you can't really depend on what the Holy Spirit is feeding me. You have to depend on what the Holy Spirit is feeding you. And so you're not getting nourished because you're not staying and you're not letting the Holy Spirit teach you. Instead, you're depending on my teachings, what your pastors are teaching, which is good, actually, because you need to hear your pastors are seasoned. Like, is this seasoned or anointed?
Seasoned and anointed.
Yeah, they are seasoned and anointed. So yes, true, your pastors will teach you, right? But you also need to really search scriptures for yourself. So Bible study is so important for every Christian. You want to say something?
Yes. And while you were speaking, it just came to my remembrance, the New and the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are talking about Bible study, that's why I quickly need to say this. I was reading a book by B. Flo, and he explained something in that book that in the Old Testament, they had prophets come, mm-hmm. and people that did not know the revelation of God.
Mm-hmm.
So they said things, they mm-hmm. did things
mm-hmm.
that did not actually say, they could not exactly say,
according
this
to
is
the level
who,
of their understanding, yes, they share knowledge.
Yes, they share, right? Knowledge according to their own level of understanding. They said who God was according to their own level of understanding. Sure, you get.
Yeah.
So now, in the New Testament, Jesus, explains which is the scriptures. Son of God,
yeah.
now comes. Yeah. So now, who gives a better description than somebody that has seen somebody?
Yeah.
So now you have seen me, mm-hmm. and if you could travel around the world to say, oh, and someone asks, have you seen Andrew before? Like, oh, yes, I've yeah. seen him. He's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Change you get. But if I have conversations with only someone over the phone.
Yeah, I've never seen, so I can't really describe.
Yes.
I can only describe based on what I sense, like
what you think.
Based on our conversations, but yes. not based on the fact that I've actually seen you. So I can give people like
so you have ideologies and not proper knowledge.
Yeah, very true. Very true. So a lot of Christians are like that. You are only able to talk about Christ based on your experience or based on your understanding or based on what somebody has told you, but never really based on you giving time to actual Bible study and letting the Holy Spirit expound scriptures to you. So it's so important for us as Christians in order to not be stunted in growth and to actually come to the full knowledge of Christ Jesus, like the Bible has instructed, to stay with the Word. Like, you need to give time to the Word. Like, you need to study the Word. Like, you need to stay with the Word. Like, let the Word be part of you, right? And it's not just... So, my next question is... So, and like I was saying, rather, like, it's not just about... it's not just about, like, oh, I know scriptures because, like, I can quote scriptures, because there are people like that. Like, oh, I can quote memory verses, or, you know, I can cram scriptures. So I think Bible study is much more deeper than, oh, I can cram scriptures, or I glance through scriptures today. I read chapter 1 to chapter 3 today. I'm fine. What did you gain?
On that, let me say this. There was one time I was very big on cramming scriptures and wanting to put on... I want to, like, basically say, oh, in John 2, this was here, and I want to say this in John 2. It's good and amazing. She
yeah,
understands.
To be able to say it.
But I feel like people are now pressured.
People are prioritizing more. I can remember the scripture that I read than actual understanding
the scripture
and gaining something.
And
from
getting
it.
Something and yeah. living the scripture. And the scripture, Jesus Christ said as well that the word that I speak to you are spirit
and
they are life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's better for me to come and tell you Jesus is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you get healed.
Mm-hmm.
Than for me to want to boast in my own knowledge of knowing one scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Then I now say the scripture. I say, do you know that's in? I now pause.
just to prove that I remember scripture. And you know, the funny thing is here, I don't remember scriptures. Yes. Like, I normally have like short time, like I have a very short attention span. Like, I don't remember things. I have like short memory. I find it hard to remember a lot of things. But, and I noticed that, oh, because of this like situation, so to speak, even if I study a scripture 10 times, I remember it, but I don't remember it word for word. So I can't really tell you, or I can't tell you like, the Bible says accurately, this is this, this, this. I will tell you bits and pieces, and then I will know that I'm talking about a particular scripture. So for me, I struggled really because everybody would be able to, off the top of their head, say scripture, say scripture. It was when I came to the understanding that it's not by saying scripture. It's about, do you even understand what you are saying? Because there was a time I was in a conversation with somebody, and the person quoted a particular scripture. I was like, no. I told the person, no, don't misuse that scripture. Like, you don't even understand the full extent of what you are quoting. He was trying to use the scripture to justify a statement that he made. And then he used it wrongly because the scripture has absolutely nothing
to do with what he said.
Just because the scripture sounded like, okay, yeah, makes sense with what I said. So I said it was like, that's not how to use that scripture. This is exactly what the scripture is talking about. Not even that context or that situation. Yeah,
so it's better to have understanding of the scriptures than to just have head knowledge of scriptures. Because there are scholars that don't even believe in Christ.
Yeah.
That know the scriptures.
Yeah. There are people that actually will tell you, sit here and they will tell you the word of God, but they don't understand it.
I feel like they, because they don't believe in it, it's just written. It's not the word of God.
Yeah, it's just the word of God is a written word.
But I'm trying to like, look for a way to.
It doesn't have a conviction in them.
It doesn't carry spirit and life.
To them, it's just words.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So they're just putting words.
They could just read like a storybook and want to have knowledge. And sometimes, many of those people have argumentative knowledge.
Yeah, they know scriptures not because they have a conviction, but because they want to be able to argue with you.
Yes, and this brings me to, let me just quickly say it here. Many people now go from reading the Bible
to studying to have a point.
Study to have a point, and from there, people now even grow to the extent of saying that there are other books
that we're not part of the Bible, that we're taking out.
Please, if you are hearing me, those books exist.
Yeah, they do.
But why they are not in that, why they are not part of the Bible, is that they do not represent Christ, and Christ is not represented in that scripture in any way.
Yeah.
Theologically, the book of Esther
doesn't talk about Christ.
It doesn't have a place where it was mentioned.
God.
So they wanted to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the circumstance, because of the story,
yeah,
and we can see Jesus.
You can actually see.
We can see Jesus in, yes,
yeah,
in the story.
Christ.
Yes, you can see characters and attributes of Jesus in the story.
Yeah.
It was left
there.
So now, over time, some people now come up and bring up statements like, need to read those books. Those books are things.
My question to them is, a lot of time, why are you studying it? Are you studying to prove a point? Because a lot of times it comes from a place of, oh, everybody's studying is trying to study. Or I want to sound, like I want to appear sound theologically. Like I want to have theological knowledge.
Yes. I don't feel like there's any form of theological knowledge.
I told you of the conversation I had with somebody that was telling me of, you know, those things about Christ Jesus,
yes,
and stuff like that. To them, they sound smart. They sound, what's it called, educated. They sound well known.
And
I think it comes from that place a lot of times.
Let me say this. If you do the study of theology, there's something called the epignosis. The epignosis is the precise and accurate knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Precise and accurate knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. So now, over time, you can People can want to go study all of that, but understand mm-hmm. that the basics, the beginning and the end of you as a believer is Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning and the end of mm-hmm. a believer
is Christ.
Mm-hmm. So anything that you go and look for
mm-hmm.
outside Christ
your
is not needed. Because whatever the Bible cannot give you, number one, you don't need it. And number two, it doesn't exist. So you're going to, people going to go and look for that knowledge. And you now want to come and now start saying some random names.
And
personally, even when I, the only thing that will make me want to see those books
mm-hmm.
or open those books to read them mm-hmm. is because of theology, because of school of theology.
Yeah.
If you go to, when you attend school of, when you attend any school of theology,
mm-hmm.
you would have to study those books, and you would have to, you would have to read those books
mm-hmm.
just for head knowledge.
Yeah, and like, I, for me, like, I'm the kind of person that would just tell you, don't go looking for what you don't need.
Hmm. True.
Because what you need is Christ,
mm-hmm.
or who you need is Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Jesus found? In His mm-hmm. Word.
Yes.
So why are you searching for Jesus outside His Word?
Mm.
And you're not even done studying. The Bible is so broad that you cannot exhaust it. So you're not even done studying God's Word. You're already seeking Him outside His Word.
Mm.
Why? When you're not even done, you're like, you've not exhausted God. So why are you looking for Him like outside?
For writing all the epistles and now says that I may know you.
So you don't know him yet.
I am learning from you.
Do you understand?
I read your epistles.
Exactly. So it's like you've not even exhausted who God is. You don't know the dimensions, the length, the breadth of Christ. You've not reached anywhere in Christ. You've not experienced all the experience in Christ Jesus, so to speak. And then you're searching for Him outside. Like, why? And I think it comes from a place of sometimes we're too lazy to find, like, to actually sit and see God, so we latch onto like bits and pieces what people can give us.
My take on that is people don't yet understand the simplicity of the Word of God.
Yeah, they think it's complex.
So many times people want to see things and they want to feel deep.
Jesus was so simple.
And somebody, people already say something. I'm quoting a lot of people. He said, the Bible is so simple that it would take a pastor to confuse you.
Yes. Do you know, that's why a lot of us struggle with Bible study, because you want to find the depth. You are studying and the Holy Spirit is telling you, teaching the Bible basic life. And you're like, no, it must be deep. It has to be, you're looking for the depth, something that connects the stone to the moon, and the Holy Spirit is just like, look around you. Do you know, there are lots of times I study my Bible and the Holy Spirit uses my family to explain the dynamics of, and I'm like, how is that even possible? Like, this is like simple life stuff.
I've studied my scriptures and like I'm studying, and the Holy Spirit just says, you know that this is peace. And what I'm reading is not even, I did not see peace. This is peace.
But because you're searching for something else, you miss out on what the Word of God is saying.
Right knowledge.
Exactly. Because you're looking for, it needs to be deep. The Word of God needs to be, it needs to rhyme like association, persuasion. And you're not getting that. So you feel like, ugh, I don't understand.
But you keep forgetting that the Word of God is Jesus.
Simple.
Jesus. And the gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ.
When you study your Bible, all you just have to have in your head is, I'm looking for Christ. And you will find Him. Like, in every scripture, Jesus is there. I promise you. You'll find Him. You'll find Christ at the center of the Word.
Everything that you do. Because the Bible itself is a Christocentric book. The Bible is centered around Christ.
About Jesus from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
And let me also use this opportunity to say this. Sometimes I feel like believers still have issues with saying Jesus and all of that.
That Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, and God is Jesus.
We don't have time on this podcast, so I won't be able to like open.
We'll probably have another like episode, maybe or next season.
So are you saying you're inviting me again?
I don't know. Don't jump the gun. But I'm actually having a really good conversation, which is really good. So I have this like, I hope you've been able to really like hammer on why it's so important for you to study the Bible yourself, because you can't just depend on hearsay. You can't depend on what everybody's saying. Everybody's experience is different. A lot of times preachers preach from their experience, not necessarily from the Word of God, or from the Word of God, but based on their experience, not necessarily
just
from
with their experiences.
It's not necessarily like, oh, the Holy Spirit said I should say this morning, so I'm saying to you. So you need to actually take your time to study God's Word for yourself. And now this brings me to this place where we have devotionals, which are really good. Actually, I love devotionals a lot. I feel like because it helps see the Word of God from somebody else's perspective, and just see like what you don't see, because you're studying and the Holy Spirit is teaching you, right? And then you're seeing how the Holy Spirit is teaching somebody else, and you're like, oh my God, when I study, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me, and this is what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Like, it helps to just broaden your expectation of God, right? Or like how you see God. But I think a lot of Christians have become so comfortable with devotionals that we are replacing the Bible with devotionals.
On this part I differ on this.
I promise you that there are a lot of Christians that only study
prioritize
studying devotionals more than studying it. You study your Bible and you study devotionals. There are some Christians that study more of devotionals than they study their Bibles.
Okay.
There are some Christians that study more Christian books than their Bibles. And this is the reality of things. We're all growing, but all in different growth stages. So you can't actually compare your growth stage with another Christian's growth stage. But there are Christians that actually depend more on, what's it called, devotionals, because to them it's easier to understand than the Bible.
Okay.
Now, do you think that as a Christian, you're supposed to rely... devotionals are good. I use them. Study them, right? Do you think you're supposed to rely on only devotionals when you're studying God's Word? Because devotionals are like guides. It'll point you to the Word, right?
Okay, let me say this. Now, first things first is, do you realize that if the Bible was to be written again, we are going to possibly have the book of the letter of Bishop Michael Okonkwo to the church in Kano right now. We are going to have other people's letters in them.
Yeah, I realize that we read Paul's letters.
Yes. So, now, here's my thing, and there's my take on devotion now. People, devotionals are very essential, very important. They are also guides to and for study. So devotionals are beginnings for people. So now, today's devotional is on peace. When you study your devotional, there's something called further reading.
A lot of people don't do that.
So it's the follow-up on the devotional that I always love the most. What is there? Study, but don't stop at your devotional. Let it be that devotional is what you start with before you go in and open your Bible
to study the scriptures. Yes, that's what I'm saying. I understand that. That's why I'm saying that for some Christians, they don't do that. Right.
I feel like the right thing is devotional Bible study.
Is it Bible study?
Devotional is Bible study.
Is Bible study?
Yes.
So can devotionals replace the Word of God?
Devotionals are the Word of God.
All right. Thank you. I feel like my own take, I feel you can't just study devotionals. You can't depend on devotionals as a Christian.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, devotionals are people teaching you. If people wrote it, people are teaching you as well, right? And true, the Holy Spirit can actually expand scriptures to you with devotionals because God's word is there, right? But it's just like when we also see that, when your pastor teaches you, you have to go and do further study. Just like that with devotionals. When you study devotionals, you have to go and study the word more because somebody's teaching you, but you need to also see for yourself in scriptures that that thing that that person has put in that devotional aligns with God's word, right?
Let me say this. The devotionals must constantly point to the scriptures. That means your devotional, you must see Jesus in it, and you must at the same time to always see the scriptures in them.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, for Christians that only study devotionals, you can't stop there.
With your devotionals, you should open your Bible.
A lot of people don't do that. That's what I'm saying. They can't stop there. There may be somebody listening to us right now that doesn't do it. You can't stop at devotionals. You have to study your Bible.
If you're listening, that's true. When you see scripture, when you see Luke 5:29, don't say in the book of Luke 5:29, then skip what that place says to just go and read
the word of God.
That peace is enough. Everything in your devotional, every scripture there, that's how I think maybe you should do a podcast on how to study your devotional.
I guess maybe we'll do like another episode
how to study devotional, because you must see that in the beginning we have like five scriptures there. Those five scriptures need to be read. They don't need to come and say starting Mark, look, you see all your scriptures, then you just skip it. They now go to the place where there's a long read. After the long read, you now see below further readings. Then you now skip further readings and you say you have studied your devotional. That's not how to study your devotional.
That's where they stop for the day. They don't study their Bibles again. So I think you have to balance it out. You can't just do devotionals. You have to do both. That's just the point I'm trying to make. But then for Bible study, what is it? How do you study? Like, is it just glancing through or just reading or actually studying and meditating? Because I think a lot of times, one thing that I have learned over time, like for example, when I was studying the book of Job, I still have questions because it was so insightful for me, and I just stayed there. Like, I just stayed there and I didn't want to leave. So how do we study? Do we just glance through? Do we just read and then close the Bible? I'm like, oh, peace out, I've read for today, period, tomorrow. Or do we stay and meditate on that word and say, Holy Spirit, what exactly does this work? Because I find sometimes that after I study, I am able to pray better because I'm praying in alignment with scriptures. The Holy Spirit has expounded scriptures to me, and I'm seeing things that I need to pray for. I am understanding areas in my life that actually need this word, right? So is it just, let me read, I feel the righteousness, or let me study? Like, when I say study, I mean you read, then you stay there, meditate on the word. Right, so how? Because our time is fast spent, we need to really wrap this up.
Okay, so on studying, let's start this way. We're in primary school, and you always go to school. There's English, there's mathematics. So now, mathematics, they are teaching you. You are being taught. You have assignments. You do a whole lot of things. You have research on that topic, and so studying, I feel like this episode will not be enough to talk about studying the scriptures. But what I see is that you take a portion of the scriptures and you start digging into it. Sometimes you might have a time frame, sometimes there's no time frame. Example, Archbishop Benson that also taught John 3:16 for 6 months in his church.
Oh my God, when we launched the Jesus Talks Radio, we taught John 3:16 we had about 6-7 different conversations on John 3:16.
Yes.
That was my mind was blown. I never knew John 3:16 was that broad. I was like, how are all these things in John 3:16? Like, it's just one sentence.
So that's it now. So now, let's now take it from primary school. That means from primary school, we are doing so many subjects, no area of interest yet. You've not taken down anything. You don't even know what you want to feel like you want to become in the future. Then all of a sudden, you now get to university. When you get to university, typically, you already have an area of interest. You already know that, okay, at this point, I'm studying to become a medical doctor. So now there is 101, 100, all the old course codes. Then there's now 201. Then at that point, you're now getting to 301. All these things that you are doing, even when you now become a professor,
you still study more.
You still do more research. Yeah. You do still study more. You still study more. So now, that's what it is. You study and study and study and study and study. And the scripture is... is inexhaustible.
Inexhaustible, actually.
Do you understand?
Do you know that you study a scripture today and the Holy Spirit will teach you this, and then you study it next month and the Holy Spirit teaches you something different from that same scripture? It's inexhaustible. That's why the Bible keeps admonishing us to study and study and study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth.
Timothy.
Yes, because there is so much to learn. The word molds you into the person that you become.
And at that point, what now happens is scriptures now begin to align.
That's how I know that
I am growing in my Bible study. I start saying that, okay, I studied John today. John chapter 1. And let me quickly say this. Please don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a rush to study scriptures.
Take your time.
If it is one chapter.
If you dwell on one chapter. That you can
read.
Stay there.
Do that. Stay there. Even if it is one verse. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Stay there. Understand what that scripture tells you.
Take out the word righteousness. What is righteousness? Go to other places in your Bible and look for the word righteousness and see how it correlates with what you are really studying. So don't just want to, and please, let me tell you something, don't boast about your Bible study.
Why are you boasting? Like, everybody's, I think maybe this is why people that start to feel pressure. Oh, this person studies their Bible more. Oh, this person...
It's how well and not how
it's
not far.
It's like, it's the quality and not the quantity.
Yes, right? as you begin to grow as a believer, you just know that, see, things that I've stopped taking interest in, talking about my prayer life, talking about my study life.
I never talk about it.
To people. Please, if you pray 6 hours, please keep it to yourself.
It doesn't really add to your age, you know.
If you pray 2 hours, keep it to yourself. If you pray 10 minutes, please also keep it to yourself.
Is that you are coming before him consistently.
Yes.
You are in a relationship with him.
Yes.
You are making sure that you are consistent in your relationship. You are learning of him. You are growing in him. And you are living him.
Yes, like, you are actually living
his life daily, intentionally. That's what counts for Christ. Like, you are actually showing up when you ought to show up, right? God can call you. God can depend on you. God sees that you are accountable. You are actually a Christian. You are living the Zoe, the life of Christ Jesus. That's what matters. God doesn't look at... Yes, it's true. Like, obviously, it's true. What you do with the talent counts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What you do with the talent counts. Yes. But God really just wants a relationship with you at the end of the day. God really wants to see that you're a man after his heart.
Yes, because at the end of the day, some people now start feeling like, if I don't pray... If I don't pray 1 hour every day,
God does not love
me. No. Let me say this. But please.
Let's not spark controversy.
But please pray.
All right.
Do you understand? Pray and study the word. And listening to prophecies every morning is not Bible study.
Only affirmations.
Yes. Just wake up in the morning. And take daily confessions. And the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm this. I live his away life. Glory. And now walk out. And I say, no. That's not Bible study.
You need to do more. Basically, what we're saying is Bible study needs to be in depth. You really need to give your time to studying God's word. It's very important for your growth. The book of 1 Peter 2 says that you should desire the sincere make of the word. Thereby you may grow. So your nourishment and your growth as a Christian comes from actual study of the word. But like, you need to give your time to studying God's word. That's what we're saying. And don't just depend on teaching, hearsay, devotionals, have everything. Like, let it all come together. Let the word be at the center, and then let every other thing be there as well, right? So I hope that, I didn't intend for this episode to be this long. I had a really good time having this conversation, actually. I guess that's why it's this long. But I really hope that you gained something. I really hope that you did. You can leave a comment. You can send me a voice note if you use Anchor to listen. If you want to reach out, you can send me a mail, srimaka@gmail.com. Or you can send a mail to the Jesus Talks Radio, jesustalksradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Did this help you? Did it not help you? What would you like us to talk about in season two? Because trust me, season one is covered. But I really, really hope with all my heart that you were edified. Because I was, right? Reynolds.
I was. I had a great time.
It was really good conversation. You look
beautiful anyway.
Thank you very much. Now, back to the people. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us. Follow the Jesus Talks Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We are the Jesus Talks Radio. Follow me on my socials. Srimaka, do you want them to follow you?
Yeah.
I'll put his socials in the description box. Make sure I follow him and check him out on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. So see you guys next week or next episode, episode 3. Obviously, I'll have somebody with me. Yeah, because that's what we're doing. Right? So thank you so much, Andrew. Thank you for coming.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.